Yeah, that's one good thing I can say in the Estelle docket. Her dad actually was pretty flexible, pretty liberal when it came to, you know, because we lived together. I lived with Estelle, you lifted, you piggy. For at least a year before we got married. And her dad knew that, of course, living together, there was various forms of action. He one time was looking for us to invite us to something. He had heard we'd went to the park. And he thought we were going to have a picnic. And we were going to have a picnic. But my idea of a picnic is, you know, eat a little chicken, drink a little wine, and then you cut a slice on a nice day. So what he did was he saw the little places that you park and the picnic areas outside each one, and he recognized my car. So he knew that we had to be in there somewhere. So he pulls in, starts looking for us. Well, by this time, we'd had half the bottle of wine drunk up, the chicken eaten, and I'm pouring the cold to it.
God.
There you go, baby.
Oh, yeah, right there.
Ooh, here's the spot! Oh. Here's the spot! You know, and he's hearing my voice, because I'm going, yeah. Ah! Oh. Who's your daddy? Oh. Who's your daddy? Oh. Who's your daddy?
Yes. Yes.
That's what he was thinking, probably. I'm her daddy.
Yes. Ah. Yes.
Is this it? Oh. Is this it?
Oh,
ah.
Oh. Yes.
Ah.
Yes.
Bombay.
Yes.
Bombay.
Oh. Yes. Yes.
Oh.
Yes.
Hop now.
Yes.
Hop to it.
Yes.
Hop to
yes.
it.
Yes. Oh.
All right. Let's go. That's, you know, when I crumbled over to my left, I looked up and there was her dad standing there looking over the bushes down at me. I thought, oh, my God. I grabbed my shirt tail and I wiped off her face. Said, Estelle, arrange yourself. I quickly stood up, hiked up my britches, threw a paper towel over the scamper to allow her a modicum of dignity. I said, sir, you know, I stepped out from around the bushes and I grabbed him. I said, Mr. Achengurtis, I am so sorry that you had to see that. He said, no, son, don't apologize to me. You're a man, and my little Estelle, Lord knows, is a woman now. And, frankly, you have to express all of your needs. I said, jeepers, sir, I'm sure glad you feel that way. He said, maybe I could even ask you a question. She seemed, I couldn't help but notice, the fervor that Estelle had, her hips undulating, answering every throb with a return pat. I mean, to be honest, young fella, you see, Estelle's mom's a cold fish. I can't get her to move. And I saw Estelle writhing and twisting, her tuchus cheeks clenching and unclenching, her knees, her feet digging troughs of dirt on the ground. And her mother never moves. I just wondered, what's your secret? I said, well, sir, actually, Estelle's a cold fish, too. I just had her butt on an ant hill.